Peter Bisek and his wife Vera edit and publish the leading Czech and Slovak newspaper in the US, Americké listy. Mr. Bisek is also president of the Bohemian Citizens Benevolent Society, which runs the popular Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden in the New York borough of Queens. It was in the Bohemian Hall that Peter Bisek outlined the past and present of his bi-weekly Czech-language newspaper.
Originally, Americké listy were published by a couple, Mr. Frank and Gerda Švehla. They started in 1964 and was weekly. They were escapees after 1948. And unfortunately, Mr. Švehla had a stroke in November 1989, just at the time of World Revolution. Mrs. Švehla, she managed to publish one more issue and then paper closed down.
And how was it revived? Did you revive it?
Well, if they were still publishing, I don't think I would start anything. But there was a gap, there was a vacuum to fill in. It was time before internet, so people relied only on phone calls and faxes, and it was kind of chaotic, euphoria was ruling. And we were already, my wife Vera and I, we had a typographical studio. We worked in a trade, so it was fairly easy for us to start as far as production is concerned. But securing the news and correspondence and all those things that you need to have a paper took a while. So we started to publish in April 1990. In February, I went to Prague, so I still caught Mr. Havel speaking on Old Town Square, and I got the feel of it, what was going on. And we started in April 1990. We started under the name of Československý týdeník, Czechoslovakian Weekly. But very soon we saw that it's impossible to do 12 or now 16 pages a weekly. And also we still had to take care of our business, which was a typesetting business, so we never became a weekly. What happened after Československá republika, Czechoslovakia, broke up in Czech Republic and Slovakia, we still kept the name Československý. We were kind of sulking for a couple of years. But then when Mrs. Švehla gave us a permission to take on the name Americké listy, to continue their tradition, then we changed the name to Americké listy, which was in the middle of the 1990s.
Are there any particular subjects that get a great reaction from your readers? Any particular issues that you get a big mailbag, say, in response to?
It's 18 years now, and it did change. I don't think overall our content, my ability to pick what should be published changed much, but reaction of our readers and sentiment of our readers did change. At first, it was difficult to gain the trust of Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, and then Czech Republic officials, starting from the top down. And I would exclude Mr. Havel and the others because they were always they were always very cooperative, and I believe in civic society, as President Havel does. But government and especially senators and congressmen, they were mistrustful of exiles. Mistrustful of Czech Americans of younger generations. They would get along with older generations, four or fifth generations, but not with us. So it was difficult for us to, what we were trying to do, to rebuild that proverbial bridge between Czech Americans, exiles, especially exiles, and Czech Republic.
What is the politics of Americké listy? I get the feeling often that exiles tend to be right-wing, but disappointed with developments in the Czech Republic.
Those developments in the early 90s, they made right wings after those who were centrists. I wouldn't say it's that exile are mainly right wing. Maybe those after the 48 and 68, because they were reacting to communism, which is considered leftist. But I would say they are more outspoken. Publicly, they say what they mean, what they think, and it's surprising how many leftists and even socialists are among exiles also. But they are not so organized, and they are not so, so loud and vocal. So that's why it is so distorted, that opinion about the Czech exiles.
What's the political slant of Americké listy?
Well, I intentionally don't write editorials. I'm making a mistake because because over all those years, I would, if I had a paragraph or two in each issue, I would know exactly where I am with my style, at least. But I don't do it because I don't want it to become Peter Bisek's newspaper or Vera, my wife, Vera Bisek's newspaper. But those people who are subscribed to us over the years, they know exactly where we stand. Once in a while, I speak up. For example, when at the last presidential elections, it was quite clear that we were supporting Jan Švejnar, not because he's a Czech American, but because we firmly, especially I firmly believe, there was a golden opportunity to bring a desirable change in Czech politics. Someone who is not tied to old systems, old nomenclaturas, and new, fresh blood, not attached to anything of the past.
Have you got a website? And, of course, around the world, newspapers are under threat to some extent. Are you concerned about the future?
Yes, of course, I'm concerned about the future. Yes, I am concerned very much about which way is it going to go. But when we started to publish, Mrs. Švehla told me, Mr. Bisek, give yourself 10 years. Then Mrs. Škvorecká told me that we are crazy. We are crazy, but it's okay. It has to be done. We are just one link in a long chain that started in 1861 with Slovan Amerikansk in Racine, Wisconsin. Technology is changing rapidly, and there is no doubt that we should have a website. We don't have it because we are thinking year after the last 3 years, we are thinking about passing the torch, proverbial torch, to a newer generation who will have time and energy to put American history on a web also. As of now, just two people, it's impossible to prepare the printed copy and have it on a website also. It's physically impossible. Sometimes I am thinking about taking a sabbatical 3 months, maybe 6 months, and then started a new both printed issue, because I believe there will be always need for there will be always readers who will like to turn the pages instead of going through the internet.
Finally, you've been involved, of course, for several years with Americké listy. What have you yourself gotten out of the experience of running the newspaper?
I think I'm not comparing myself to Mr. and Mrs. Škvorecký and their dedication to publishing, writing and publishing out of Toronto. But what I learned is one mustn't think about money, because it is not one will never become rich through doing this. And one has to realize that there is no limit to working hours. When it needs to be done, it has to be done. So when we are preparing the next issue, we work 12, 14 hours practically nonstop.
And that edition of One on One has brought us to the end of today's program.